A candidate going in a different direction is Republican John Kasich. The Ohio governor's second-place finish yesterday gave him a needed lift. Kasich had banked his entire campaign on a strong showing here, and HBR's Emily Corwin has that story.
In most elections, 16% of the vote would be a failure. But Tuesday night for John Kasich, 16% meant second place. And second place meant, well, if not exactly victory, something close to it.
Look, John Kasich's the story coming out of New Hampshire.
Former U.S. Senator from New Hampshire, John Sununu, chairs Kasich's campaign. Last night, he was ecstatic.
Out of Washington. Nobody thought that he could finish in the top tier, let alone break through and beat Jeb Bush and Chris Christie and Marco Rubio and beat Ted
While
Cruz.
Other candidates split their time between New Hampshire and the more conservative Iowa, Kasich put all his chips on the Granite State. He told voters at his town halls,
"I really want to go on, and it's going to depend on this state how well I do."
Coming in second in New Hampshire is just what Kasich needs to build support in the upcoming primaries. That, at least, is according to local GOP heavyweight and advisor to Kasich, Tom Rath.
"I am convinced that we will get resources a lot off of this to allow us to compete. Every step builds upon the ones that were before it. We're there."
Rath says the fact that Kasich didn't sling mud, at least not as much as his rivals, that he relied on old-fashioned retail politics, that he was outspent by many and still came in second,
"I think it's a good sign for the democracy."
Kasich's speech last night was not far from the stump speeches he's made at over 100 town halls since July.
"We never went negative because we have more good to sell than to spend our time being critical of somebody else."
And it seems it's those qualities that attract Kasich supporters.
He's got so much experience, and he talks so much common sense and trying to draw people together.
Late in the evening, Mike and Zoe Fimble of Mount Vernon looked satisfied leaving Kasich's camp.
"So this is a big step. New Hampshire's a big step."
All right. Any other thoughts from you guys?
Good luck in South Carolina.
South Carolina is exactly where Kasich is headed next. His campaign's plane was scheduled to take off even before all of New Hampshire's ballots were counted. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.